It's often said that the Army is a family, and here at Fort Hood, it's easy to see that it's also made up of families. Deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan have put a burden on many soldiers and their families, and that burden will increase next year with the plan to send more troops to Afghanistan. Specialist Angela Zollicoffer's husband is in Afghanistan now, leaving her to care for their three daughters alone.
I'm just ready for the soldiers to come back, not just my husband, just like I'm just ready for them to come back. And I wish that we didn't have to go over there to Afghanistan.
Zollicoffer's friend and fellow soldier Sherry Coons is more enthusiastic about the president's plan.
Let's get it straight. Let's get the Afghani people on their own 2 feet, just like we're doing with Iraq. Get them up and going, get them on their 2 feet, and then let's pull out like he had planned.
But some soldiers worry that the circumstances of the Afghan war may make their job there even more difficult and dangerous than in Iraq. Specialist Lamont Wright is one of them.
They have more mountains and stuff in Afghanistan. This is a whole different kind of war. This is a whole different kind of terrain. When we're over in Iraq, it was flat land. We could see what was going on, but soldiers were still getting injured and wounded, and families were still worrying about us. Now going to Afghanistan, this is a whole nother ballgame.
Captain Chris Kelshaw has served in Afghanistan. He says the Army can carry out President Obama's plan.
The terrain, hey, I'm an infantry officer. We get paid to move through rugged terrain. It's a matter of adapting the way that you fight.
Some soldiers are skeptical about President Obama's idea of setting a timetable for withdrawal in 18 months. But Captain Kelshaw says they misunderstand the plan.
18 months will begin a phased withdrawal, as I understand it. It's not necessarily that everyone's going to be gone, and I'm certain that there's going to be a lingering advisory effort there. It's a journey, not a destination, is the best way of putting it.
News of the Afghan buildup comes less than a month after a shooting incident here at Fort Hood left 13 people dead. Army Chaplain Ira Hauk coordinates activities for all religious groups at Fort Hood. He says soldiers are resilient, but they sometimes need support.
We are consciously aware of the needs of our soldiers in this time of grief, having recovered from this November 5th shooting, but also the continuing demand upon our soldiers to deploy to fulfill our obligation to this great nation.
Hauk says the Army has resources to help soldiers and families separated by deployments.
They have on-site counseling and counselors here that we can refer to and network with. So there's a whole vast array of resources that our families have now.
This week, several units returned from overseas deployments, much to the joy of their friends and families. But joyous as the returns might be, the soldiers know they may soon have to deploy again, leaving behind loved ones as they carry out their duty to the Commander-in-Chief and the nation. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Fort Hood, Texas.
And as long as there's a breath in me, I'll make your Christmas sweet. As we look into the future, it's as far as we